Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about positivity, but not in such a positive way.
Right.
We're going to talk about the negative side of positivity.
I was so happy to see this article because there are friends who are legitimately happy. Mm-hmm. I worked with a man, my advisor, in fact, in graduate school, George Hind. He was legitimately happy.
Yeah.
He was in a good mood. No matter what was happening, he managed to find, but he trusted people. Mm-hmm. He was just a decent person to be around, okay? And then there are other people who are happy in an artificial way. Right. And I think that's what she's talking about here.
Right, I think so. So this is an article written by Eileen Strauss-Cohen. We talked about her
in previous weeks.
Right, she's from Berry University down in Miami, Miami Shores, somewhere down there. Right. And she wrote an article in Psychology Today called Being Positive, Another Form of Avoidance?
Right.
With a question mark at the end there.
Right.
That's a great question because, you know, I think that, well, I know that I went a couple different directions when I was reading this article, and so I can't wait to hear what you have to think, what you think about it.
Okay.
So there's a few things.
This will be interesting.
I think it will be because it's a little bit of a long article, but...
But look at that quote.
Yeah. It starts out with a quote from Stefan Molyneux. I'm not good at pronouncing stuff.
French stuff. He says, mental anguish always results from the avoidance of legitimate suffering.
Yes.
And that encapsulates what Eileen is talking about in this article.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what you got from it first. You go first. You tell me. Tell us a little bit about what you thought of this column.
I had a friend, and I would talk to her almost every day, almost every morning. We'd chat, talk, and everything. And I would say, "How are you doing today?" Mm-hmm. And every day, everything was great.
Yeah.
And it reached a point where I didn't. It can't be great every day, okay? And if it is, you're avoiding. My feeling was, if you're great every single day of your life, you're either denying something or you're missing something.
Right.
Okay? So that's how I saw this. And that's why I was glad to see this article, because I've always felt that people who are always cheery, I knew a man years ago, he was a salesman. And it was that, and let's get up and get them every day, this very positive, you know, to go out and conquer the world attitude. I think he denied large parts of his life.
Right.
And I think other people paid a price for that.
Yeah.
Namely his wife and children. Mm-hmm. You know, he was in a great mood, but he was imposing that on everybody else, and he wasn't dealing with some things that he should have been dealing with.
Yeah.
So I always had this suspicion, this nagging suspicion that people who are always positive are either missing something or hiding something.
Right.
That was my take.
Yeah.
That's why I liked the article, because I thought, oh, she put words to this suspicion.
That's a great piece of that. And that's not what my initial take from it was, but that does make a lot of sense because, you know, you have that, you feel it's either fake or it's naive. Lack of awareness,
insight, denial. Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm just not going to deal with that stuff because it's too painful, or it's too uncomfortable, or it might put me in a bad mood or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what I took from it was this is a great example of where cognitive behavioral therapy has started to fall apart, because one of the things that we've talked about this before, that, you know, the idea of fake it till you make it, and the idea of, you know, if you just live your life in this way, then it's going to turn out to be in that way. And sometimes that could be the case, but this articulated the issue that I think a lot of people have with that perspective or that therapeutic approach to dealing with stress or anxiety or depression and those kinds of things.
Right.
That, you know, look, if I'm just trying to smile even though I'm really upset, then I'm denying how I really feel. I'm not being real, and right. I know that I'm faking it, and that makes me feel even worse.
Right, right.
And so I think that this again articulated this idea that, you know, we really promote the idea that we should always be happy, we should always be positive, mm-hmm. but the reality is that by doing so, we're denying how we're actually feeling.
I like the idea of the cognitive behavioral part. Mm-hmm. Because you're right, there are people where we want to do cognitive behavioral therapy, but they're not in a good mood. Right. They're not in a good place. They don't want to look at the bright side of something. They're right. suffering, they're struggling. They're in some sort of emotional turmoil or emotional pain, and they don't want to feel good about anything.
Right.
They sort of want to stay where they are.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's not such a bad thing.
And it sometimes, isn't a bad thing.
Not sometimes. Right. I mean, you know, certainly you don't want to dwell in one of those negative places for so long that it becomes detrimental.
That it becomes impairing.
But
right.
you want to, sometimes you need to dwell on it long enough to find a resolution, mm-hmm. or to find mm-hmm. a way to deal with it. And if you're always presenting yourself as positive and happy
right.
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, outgoing and eager, you are denying yourself some of that exploration of your true
That's
emotions
right.
and feelings.
And we've talked many times on the program about acknowledging all of your emotions,
right.
not just
yeah.
some of them. You
mm-hmm.
know, we worry about people who only express anger.
Right.
Okay? And we say, that's not a good thing.
Right.
You know, if that's the only emotion you can express. Well, this is the other end of that continuum.
Yeah.
If you're only expressing happiness, you're missing something else in your life.
Yeah.
And the point, the example that this author gives is of a woman who had ended a 7-year
mm-hmm.
Engagement, I
yeah.
guess. Yeah, it was more than just a relationship.
Right.
It was actually an engagement after 7 years. And she would come to work and still be in this very bright and cheerful and smiling and everything's happy. And people were looking at her saying, how could you end a 7-year relationship and
mm-hmm.
not have any effect? I mean,
right.
this didn't make sense to anyone. And sure enough, about a year later, she began to have physical complaints,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, headaches and stomach aches. And,
yeah. I mean, you're bound to start having what that would be called as our somatic complaints.
Right.
You're bound to start experiencing that when you repress so many of those actual feelings
right.
for the sake of trying to present yourself in a socially appropriate or what you feel is a socially appropriate way.
Right.
You're certainly going to start feeling those and experiencing those somatic complaints. The other thing is that I think that, you know, maybe something important, sort of a pulling apart of some of this or teasing apart some of these things, is that, you know, you certainly want to be your real self when you're right. interacting with people that you're familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and close with. There yeah. are times when you do have to set things aside. You know, if you're a salesman, for example,
oh,
and you
okay.
ended a 7-year relationship,
right.
you're probably not going to go to a potential client and, you know, be down and,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
crying or right. angry or whatever those, you know, what we tend to put as negative emotions.
Right.
You're not going to want to present that way in that situation. But I think that when you're with people with whom you have a little
mm-hmm.
bit more of a intimate, loosely defined intimate
right.
relationship, I think that expressing your true emotions, I think, is
mm-hmm.
a little bit more appropriate.
Right. And you're right. You don't have to go to work and wear your emotions on your sleeve.
Right.
So you may have to put on a happy face while you're at work, but there should be a place where you can take
mm-hmm.
all of these
mm-hmm.
other emotions
right.
and deal with them.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, we did a program not long ago, and part of it was the body never forgets.
Mm-hmm.
It was that line.
Right, right.
That your body knows that you're not doing well.
Right.
And it will tell you. Eventually, it's going to tell you
mm-hmm.
one way or another.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, I this is a great article. And it's a little bit longer. So she really goes into some detail
mm-hmm.
and expresses some things really nicely.
Right.
And so we'd really encourage you to check it out and read
right.
it. And we'd love to hear what you say
mm-hmm.
or you have to what your feelings are about it. Because I think that it is sort of this socially expected thing to do, to try to be positive all the time. And
right.
and I think that there is definitely some downside to that.
And you know, the
and this is different than being optimistic.
Right. That's right.
Right?
Big difference.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
those are two different things.
Right.
You know, trying to be overly positive all the time
mm-hmm.
is different than being optimistic.
Yeah.
I can be really down, mm-hmm. but still optimistic, feeling like, you know, I feel lousy right now, but I know I'm going to feel better.
Right. This is going to pass.
Yeah.
We talked about panic attacks. These are going to pass.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
This will pass.
Right.
But we don't, I think there's plenty of literature with victims of assault.
Right.
Or accidents.
Right.
And there's, well, you know, you just got to put this behind you. Or how about returning war veterans, people
right.
who have been in combat? And you say, well, now you just need to put that mm-hmm. in another category. And move on. You have to move on.
Right.
Well, I might not be ready to move on until I've really dealt with that.
Right. May not be able to.
Right.
And then
right.
ignoring it and setting it aside and not mm-hmm. experiencing it is not going to allow you the opportunity to do that.
You know who did that? Were the soldiers returning from World War II.
Mm.
They had done this marvelous job and everybody was so proud and happy. And many of those men now will say, in their 80s or 90s, they'll say, this is the first time I've ever cried about this.
Yeah.
Because we weren't supposed to come back mm-hmm. and complain.
Yeah, they were supposed to be happy and...
Right. We had done the job and yeah. we felt good about it. We had all these parades and they were embarrassed. Many of these men never, ever talked about their war mm-hmm. experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just sort of put it
yeah.
someplace and,
yeah.
and lived with it. And that may not be the best way to deal with
right.
it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So definitely check out the article. It's a great read.
Right.
I like a lot of what Eileen writes.
Pretty
so.
Thoughtful woman. Eileen, we'd like to interview. I think we said that to her,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Eileen, if you're listening to this or Eileen's friends are listening to it, we'd love to have you on the show someday.
Yeah. It'd be great.
So. We're neighbors. So
not that far away. We're in the same time zone. So that's great.
That's right.
It's always nice.
Compared to
somebody in the same
zone. Compared to the Netherlands.
That's right.
We had a great interview a few weeks,
the other day.
Short
yeah.
time ago.
Yeah.
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 But it was in the Netherlands, so we have to, it's in the middle of the night for us and the middle of the day
it's
for them.
It's the calculations. That's so difficult.
Right. Right.
So, all right.
And it's funny when it's morning here and afternoon there and you're on mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. chronicities,
yeah.
Different body clocks.
Yeah, he has a window behind him,
right.
and it's like
I'm bright sunny. And we're sitting here in the dark.
Uh-huh. So, all right.
Okay.
That is it for today. So, until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.